Hello and welcome to Aidenya's Selected Readings podcast. In this episode, you will be hearing Magistry, Willa, Jewel, Sally, and Ariel reading Unit 8, Gadgets for Work and Play.
Head form, thanks you put offer or into your ears to last pilafitary, to shout or to block shout out. Fitten, the poor to hector, or speaker, musai otter, anything, or anyone, stopping you. Reporter, person who collects and rich news, spurious. Underloader, while one is traveling.Volutus, having no words, not needing to be attached to a source of electricity. Instant, immediate, then right away. Shoot a video, to record an image.Onto video.
7:45 on Tuesday morning, and 26-year-old Stephen Clarkson is going to work. He puts on his jacket and picks up his cell phone, pager, and laptop as he leaves the house. He turns on his MP3 player and puts on his headphones. He is ready to go.
It's now 9:45 a.m.Steve Clarkson gets an email from his 17-year-old sister. She has a gadget that lets her send email, play games, and take notes. She is in class right now. I emailed her back. I told her to stop playing and pay attention. Left Clarkson. These gadgets are fun, but sometimes they can distract people too.
Today, for millions of people, gadgets like Clarkson's are a normal part of life. They gave me freedom, says Clarkson. I'm a reporter for a magazine, and I'm usually not in the office. My cell, pager, and laptop help me to do my work, both on the road and at home. Small wireless gadgets also make life easier. Today,Many people can check email, send instant messages, or surf the web using their pagers or cell phones.
Tina Fang is studying photography in New York City. Some of these gadgets are expensive, but they can save you money in the long run. I have a digital camera.I can use it to take 18 pictures and shoot video at the same time. I listen to music on my MP3 player, and I can download and read books on it too. I use the camera and MP3 for both learning and fun.
Thank you for listening. Please come back again next week for another episode here on Aidenya's Selected Readings podcast.